This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight is expected to decide on a replacement for the Oregon-Jackson Bridge. City staff is recommending a high-level fixed bridge to replace the current drawbridge. The state will pay to build the fixed bridge, although it could have an impact on businesses near the new structure. The City Council also will proclaim June as Pride Month in Oshkosh. You may have noticed the downtown bridges are already lit up in a rainbow of colors as part of Pride Month. Winnebago County has moved back into the medium category for COVID-19 spread. Despite the increase, vaccinations continue to slow down. In the latest report, the county health department reports less than 200 people have gotten a booster shot in the last week. Meanwhile, the Oshkosh Public Library is now distributing free COVID-19 at-home tests in case you need one. When EAA returns next month, so will the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight to Washington. Veterans from the Vietnam War will fly to D.C. for the day and return at the end of the afternoon air show to a hero's welcome. It's the first time since 2019 for the EAA Honor Flight. Page 2, first it was Cruisin' Tiki's on the Fox River, now it's a pedal pub for downtown Oshkosh. The Oshkosh Brew Bike needs final approval, but since they plan to operate 3 routes in downtown starting next month. The city is still considering allowing patrons to roam from bar to bar downtown with their drinks in hand. The Wisconsin primary ballot is now set. One surprise, City Council member Aaron Wojciechowski has pulled the plug on a state assembly campaign. Wojciechowski said in a Facebook post he did not have the time or the energy for the race. It means Democrat Mayor Lori Palmieri will face Republican businessman Donnie Herman in November. The pain of the pump continues for you and me. GasBuddy.com reports the average in Oshkosh today is about $4.80 a gallon, still well below the national average of $5 per gallon. Oshkosh Truck is growing again. Oshkosh is buying a Canadian fire truck manufacturer. And Thursday night brings the second Waterfest of the season. Tommy James and the Shondells will be the headliner. That's a look at what's going on in Oshkosh with Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday of this week. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back on the Chamber website again on Thursday.